Welcome to the Sleepy Cues podcast, where Linda Schmulowitz
and Jessica Suwiki will share answers to all your questions related to your children's sleep and parenting of young children. We are both certified gentle sleep coaches.
Thanks for tuning in to hear the answers to the many questions that come up with the families we work with. Hi, this is Linda Schmulowitz, owner of Sleep Tight Consultants. Today on the Sleepy Cues podcast, we're going to be talking about the very important skill of your baby rolling themselves from their back to their belly and the impact that not only this skill has on sleep, but also other gross motor milestones and the impact that those can have on your child's sleep as well. So just generally speaking, we've spoken in other episodes about gross motor milestones and how this can actually lead your child to have some sort of a sleep regression as a result of all of the brain activity that's really going on with regard to mastering this new skill. And certainly this happens with pretty much all of the major movement milestones. So the first of those movement milestones, the first big one, is certainly your baby rolling themselves. And then comes from there, they often will start crawling. So getting up on hands and knees, rocking back and forth. Crawling comes shortly after that, and then followed by pulling up to standing, and then also walking. Definitely check back in a couple weeks. I'm going to be doing an episode all about helping your child learn how to sit themselves down out of the standing position once they have mastered the act of pulling themselves up. But rolling tends to be the first of these big gross motor changes that can happen, and it can really throw their sleep off significantly for a baby. So before we kind of get into all of this, I want to just kind of underline the fact that in the United States, starting in 1994, the Back to Sleep campaign instructed that parents should always now be putting their children on their backs to sleep rather than on their bellies. And for anybody who was born before 1994, which many parents were these days, many of us slept on our stomachs, and we are, as I always say, here to tell the tale from that. And so you might be thinking, well, you know, we slept on our stomachs, like, you know, everything must be fine. And actually it was. And what many of your parents might also be saying to you, why are babies sleeping on their backs? And why do you have to swaddle them and all of that? And that's because that was the guidance at the time, that children should sleep on their stomachs, and that that was fine for them to do. And actually that it was dangerous for them to be on their backs, because if they were to spit up or vomit, then they could aspirate on that. That has since been disproven, and it is fully safe for children to be on their backs. And even if they spit up, they turn their head to the side and it doesn't cause a problem. But in 1994, when they developed the Back to Sleep campaign, in addition to the guidance being that babies should sleep on their backs, they also put into place a lot of other guidelines. And so those are things like that babies should be sleeping without blankets and pillows in their bed. So if you've had a grandparent say, like, your baby should have a blanket, and like try to cover them with a blanket. No, we don't do that anymore. That's what sleep sacks are for. That's a safe way for your child to have an extra layer on them. Sleep sack moves around with them in their sleeping space, so they're not even going to slither their way out of it. And there's no chance that there's going to be loose bedding in there that might go over your child's face. So that's been a big change. Also, if your child is sleeping in your bed, if they're co-sleeping, they want to make it clear that there should not be other adults that are in the bed who are using drugs and alcohol, who are smoking. Those are things that are also going to be high risk for your child and lead to a high likelihood that they could have a SIDS event, which of course is terrifying for any parent for sure. And very understandably so. And so as we've all experienced as parents with the internet out there, there's a lot of really scary information that you're going to read. And as I always tell parents, and I always tell moms in my new moms group, we have access to a lot of information, and you can read about things that might happen to a child, you know, any place in the world, and you're going to have access to that information. And it is going to sound like it is more common that there are SIDS events than actually they are in reality. And so once your child is rolling themselves onto their stomach, it is a safe way for them to sleep. But we've had a lot of fear put into us about sleeping on your stomach. And so it can feel kind of terrifying the first time your child does it. And I always tell parents that the first night that your child sleeps on their stomach, they're going to be fine, but you probably will not sleep because you're going to be up all night watching them and probably going in and making sure they can turn their head and being very concerned, because arguably we've never seen our children sleep like that until they start doing it. So as a result of children not really spending as much time on their stomachs, babies actually have weaker core strength than many of us had when we were younger, because we spent more time on our stomachs as a result of sleeping in that position from generally day one. And so if you ask physical therapists about the Back to Sleep campaign, many of them will say that it's been horrible for core strength in children because, let's face it, most of us do not do enough tummy time with our babies. I will be the first to admit that I was horrible about this, especially with my second child. And as a result, he ended up in physical therapy through early intervention because he had a really significant gross motor delay. But because of Back to Sleep, children have weaker core strength, and actually the upward end of the average age where children walk, it used to be that they walked at the latest around 15 months, and now it's actually moved to 18 months, and that's just a result of them having a weaker core. And so the guidelines for doing tummy time can feel really overwhelming when you have a newborn who really hates being in that position, and it feels like it's kind of mean to have them be on their stomach for as much time during the day as those guidelines would instruct us to do. And so they don't really get as used to spending time in that position as many of us did when we were babies. And so as a result, it takes a little bit longer for babies to start rolling themselves. But rolling onto your belly and being able to sleep in that position is really, really helpful for sleep. And so that's really a very strong argument for doing as much tummy time as you can sort of tolerate and your baby can tolerate, so that they can build that core strength and they can start rolling themselves from their back to their belly and their belly to their back, so that it can be safe for them to sleep in that position. So some of the benefits to them sleeping on their stomachs once they can roll themselves are things like being able to move your body around. So rolling yourself in and out of different positions, even rolling side to side, even if it's not rolling all the way over, is really one of the first steps in self-regulation for babies. And that is something that they will do when they're working on getting themselves to sleep and back to sleep. Once your baby is rolling onto their stomach for sleeping, then the mattress clearly puts a lot of pressure on their bodies and it muffles the startle reflex. So that's the whole purpose of swaddling, clearly, when they're little, is that it's going to keep them from startling themselves awake. But once they roll onto their bellies, now there is no more startling and they tend to sleep a little bit more deeply at that point. Also, the mattress puts a lot of pressure on their body and it helps them be able to regulate more and more easily. And so really one of the big things that I want to emphasize is that trying to get them on their stomachs as much as you can during the day and help your baby start to easily roll themselves is going to be really, really helpful for their sleep ultimately once they can start to do that with much more ease. One of the things that I will often have parents do is once their child is rolling outside of their crib, put them in their crib during a non-sleeping time and roll them around in there. Because a lot of times when babies can roll outside of the crib, once they're in it, they get a little bit intimidated by the crib rails and they don't roll as readily in there just because it feels like a more confined space, even though it's got plenty of room for them to roll. So when they're awake and they're playing and they're more conscious, starting to roll them around in there can start to help them with that. Also, of course, and maybe this goes without saying, but you've probably heard this from your doctor, once your baby is rolling from their back to their belly outside of the swaddle, you really do need to take them out of the swaddle, because then there's the risk that they could roll when they're in it. Once they are rolling themselves easily, you know, back to front, front to back, if your baby rolls themselves onto their belly for sleep, it is safe for them to sleep like that. And I'm going to tell you not to roll them back, because otherwise you end up in this crazy game of you roll one way, I roll you the other. You roll one way, I roll you the other. You do not win. It goes on and on. So the best time for your baby to roll themselves onto their belly for sleeping is at the beginning of the night. And so in theory, if they're falling asleep on their own at bedtime, that means you put them into their crib and they flip onto their belly, they roll around, they wiggle themselves, and they find that comfy spot and they fall asleep like that. And then anytime they wake up, they know, oh, okay, yeah, I put myself here. I know how I got here. This is comfy. And it tends to make the whole rest of the night go better. kind of worst time for them to roll themselves onto their belly is, you know, in that early 4 to 6 a.m. hour, where now it's going to be really hard for them to get themselves back to sleep. And suddenly they're going to wake up and be like, how did I get here? And be kind of frustrated and mad and maybe not go back to sleep. Once they get more comfortable with that position, then it's not going to be as disruptive. And actually, you're probably going to find that it helps them get through that early morning 4 to 6 a.m. hour just a little bit more smoothly. The most benefit I find that comes from rolling has to do with naps. And so on many other episodes, I'm sure we have talked about the things that change for your baby as you're moving closer to 6 months, especially with regard to their naps. And what I find is that once babies are rolling for naps, this is where those 30-minute naps tend to disappear. So what that means is that your baby goes in for their nap, they roll themselves onto their belly, they're on their stomach, they wake up at that 30-minute mark, but instead of now kind of almost startling themselves awake or flailing all about and now they're up, they're able to actually keep themselves asleep through that 30-minute mark when they're on their stomachs. And so there's a lot of benefit that comes from being able to roll themselves into that position, and then it helps them stay down through that sleep cycle that happens at 30 minutes. So just a little bit of guidance here on the importance of rolling. I know that tummy time feels often like just another chore as a parent that you really don't have time for in those early months, and I totally get that. I do find that the guidelines of doing, say, an hour with your newborn feels very excessive. I find that that pediatricians give parents that long recommendation in hopes that you're going to maybe do a fraction of it. There are other ways to do tummy time other than just flat on the floor. You can put your baby on your chest when you're laying down and everyone's awake, and that counts as tummy time. Every time you change them, flip them over on the changing pad and do some tummy time there. They don't have to be fully flat on the floor. If you have a boppy, or just even take a rolled up towel and put it under their arms and kind of help them prop up a little bit, that's also going to encourage them to use all of their core strength and kind of reach up a little bit more with their head and their chest. That also counts. So those are all ways to do it that your baby might not be quite so miserable about. I will say that as you're moving into like 4, 5, 6 months and you're getting to a place where your child is more easily distracted, use distraction as your friend. So that means that you can get on the floor and lay next to your baby. A mirror is great. Babies love looking at themselves. They don't necessarily realize it's themselves. They think it's maybe another baby, but that's okay. Siblings, get them in on it. Cats and dogs, anything. I once had a family that I worked with where they had like a granite bench and the mom would put her baby on it, and she was probably like 4 or 5 months, and she was trying to pick up the inlaid pieces of granite from the bench, which of course weren't going anywhere, but it was so distracting that it kept her in that position on her stomach without realizing what she was doing for a very long period of time. So of course all of this is supervised, but it was a great way for that baby to build core strength without even realizing that she was doing it. So definitely try some of those tricks, help build that core strength, and then next thing you know, your baby will be rolling and on your way to some better sleep. So as always, please, please write in your 5-star review. We'd love to hear from you, and feel free to post any questions on our Sleepy Cues podcast Instagram. If you want to share some with us, we're happy to answer those questions here on another episode. We always read those DMs. Thanks so much.